Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast featuring Dave Cariello, Andrew Juge, Ralph Malbro, and when he decides to show up, Kevin Held. We are the perfect blend of Saints sincerity and stupidity.
Is Patrick Robinson going to become a verb of like Saints players that leave and come back? We'll be like, oh my God, is he going to Patrick Robinson it?
The Saints just got Robinsoned.
And now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, it's a special Monday Saints Happy Hour edition where we are going to predict the Saints records.
You mean the first place Saints, right?
Yes, that's right. The Saints managed to acquire first place in the NFC South, and they didn't play a fucking down, which is amazing. But with the gang's all here, and I, on the big show last week, forgot to have everybody give their record predictions, so we got to do it for the Monday morning. But everybody's jacked about the Saints playing tonight against the Texans, so it's as good a time as any to do it. But Kevin, if you wanted to be jacked in the bedroom, what should you do?
Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? You want to increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed? Well, listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works. You can take them anytime, day or night. Breakfast, lunch, and or dinner. On a full stomach or empty. And since they are chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. You want to go bang your neighbor? Pop one in and then run over. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Most guys talk a good game, like me, but Blue Chew helps your follow through. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. Save that awkwardness for the bedroom. They're made in the U.S. of A., America, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, they got a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. You just got to pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, faster, cheaper choice. And we thank them for sponsoring this shit show of a podcast.
Yes, we do.
Wow. That was a good job. I was reading along. Amazing. Yeah, Ralph texted us all the ad copy, and I was reading along, and I thought he'd, you know, there were a couple of things that he missed, but overall, I thought it was.
It was better than you ever could have done, Dave.
Whoa! No! Now I want a shot at it. we're doing the ad again, guys. Remember the days when you were.
there's like seven people. They hate the ads. Passionately, and if we did the ads back to back, I think they would hunt me down, dox me on the internet, and come murder me. So today, before we get to the Saints, our predictions on their records, today was amazing. I mean, Atlanta was a complete and utter shit show and had injuries. Carolina wasn't quite a shit show. I mean, they lost to the Rams, but it was at home. And their offense is apparently just to give it to Ed McCaffrey, McCaffrey.
Nothing's changed, basically.
Christian McCaffrey 9,000 times. And Jameis Winston is still the Black Jay Cutler. Bruce Arians cannot fix him. So, I mean, is there any scenario today that would have made it better for any of you? I mean, for me personally, I got put out of the Saints Happy Hour Survivor League because I trusted the Cleveland Browns. That's my own fault. They got housed at home by the Tennessee Titans, and including Malcolm Butler, a.k.a. System Corner, doing a pick six. So now, Andrew, how many patrons are in the Saints Happy Hour Survivor League?
So we had 69
nice
people. Yeah, that's actually a true statement, not a joke. But
Hashtag on brand.
We had 69 people in the Survivor League, and six people, including Ralph, are out.
Now,
there's a couple people that picked the Saints this week, so that is yet to be resolved.
Not gonna work here anymore, anyway.
But yeah, Ralph is one of the six that are out, so we only have 63 left.
Yeah. Dave, were you able to watch any of the Atlanta Falcons disaster?
I didn't actually. We had a family member getting baptized, so that took up a good portion of my day.
I mean, the Falcons, they were a turnover special teams disaster. It was delightful. And they got Minnesota just
what happened? What happened on a punt? I know
they got a punt blocked.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, well, wait, what team were we talking about just now?
This one.
Just to make it 28-3. Bryant knocks it through. Arthur Blank loving it. Up by 25.
Yeah,
that might be my greatest contribution to this podcast, is suggesting that as an audio clip.
Agreed.
So of course, the Patriots, they are fucking housing the Steelers right now, and they have Antonio Brown waiting in the goddamn wings. Kevin, is just as Antonio Brown. I feel like I don't have the X-Files music queued up, but if I did, I feel like this is when Antonio Brown won it all along, and he frostbit his own fucking feet to get himself to New England. Me thinking that, am I crazy, or is that plausible?
It's absolutely plausible. This guy, I mean, look, played it perfectly. I mean, the Raiders are a shit show.
They are.
So, you know... Like, what do you fucking want?
I mean, frostbiting your own feet is kind of
like. I'm not saying, oh man, great on him for dicking around and being a fucking idiot. But you had people online getting worked the hell up over this. It's the guy was just an asshole. That's it. That's all. He was just an asshole. He wasn't beating his kids. He wasn't beating his wife. He wasn't assaulting anybody in an elevator. He wasn't touching, the babysitter in a hot tub, allegedly. He didn't, you know, slay his wife and a waiter in Brentwood, allegedly.
Was that a Mark Chimura reference?
Yes, it was.
Wow. I got it.
I mean, you know, football is loaded with assholes. I assure you, there are assholes on the Saints.
Yeah, but he's the most narcissistic one of them all.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, to frostbite your own feet to get out of Oakland is extreme. What's the most extreme thing you've ever done to, like, get out of doing something, or, like, breaking up with a girlfriend or leaving a job? Like, that's pretty insane if he did it on purpose.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know if the frostbite thing he did on that would be like you said, that would be reckless, because you don't know, you know, what if you take it too far and you really do fuck up your feet. But certainly the helmet thing I could definitely see as being made up, or the, you know, just his whole fine, you know, getting fine situation, being pissed off about it. So, but But yeah, I definitely think that there was, that there could definitely possibly be some collusion, I guess you would call it.
Well, there was a report that came out that he approached social media experts about, hey, what can I do to make the situation
Yeah, I
work?
Saw somebody do tweet out a meme. Yeah. They said his social media expert was Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick told him to call Mike Mayock a cracker.
Right. But
I think the meme was Bill Belichick, a picture of Bill Belichick saying, yeah, just call him a cracker. Your flight gets there at 9:15.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that video of him taping Gruden, though, Kevin, that's
That's an all-timer.
That is an all-timer. I watched the video like 3 times and like bumped around social media to make sure that it wasn't some sort of like
hoax.
Hoax or like Barstool or like I can't think of the people that make funny NFL videos to make sure that I didn't retweet it and get got. I mean that thing was nice. That wasn't cheap. Like, you know, you can't get like some college student to do that. That was pretty well done. And he had like B-roll ready to go over the call. Like, I mean, that was
a man who was prepared. Like, honestly,
that's certainly nothing this podcast could ever produce.
No, absolutely not. That's the sort of preparation that actually you want in an NFL wide receiver.
And speaking of preparation, our podcast today is sponsored by Preparation H.
Not yet.
Tell them all about it, Dave. Yeah.
We should approach them.
No, but I will say a plug for the podcast. If you become a patron, you get the gambling show on Friday. You get access to that later. And by the way, I went five.
Here we go. Here it comes. I saw you tooting your own horn all day on Twitter.
I went 5-1. My only loss was Tulane was unable to backdoor it against Auburn.
I told you.
Don't even get me started on
Tulane. I told you not to bet on Tulane.
Don't even get me started on Tulane.
And our investment theory of bet on every NFL underdog that's 10 or more points, 2-0, Cincinnati and Washington both covered. So that's 2-0. Our gambling show is strong, and my 5-star play of the week of never always bet against the coach who's coaching from a dental chair. I bet against Liberty. They were a 10-point underdog against ULL Lafayette. Lafayette covered 35-14. Our gambling show, you get full access to it. You should do it. $7 a month. Do it.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. Hang on a second. Wait. You said Liberty?
Liberty. Yeah. Hugh Freeze.
Wait, we're talking like Liberty University.
Yeah, yes. Like Jerry Falwell. Yes. They have a football team now. And Hugh Freeze.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah. Yep. Liberty has a football team. Not only that, they have
a short. It's a short hour drive from where I live.
Here's the best part.
You need to Google Hugh Freeze because he was literally coaching. Like
no,
via
no. I've seen the pictures of him in a booth. I didn't know. I didn't give a shit what fucking game it was. I just thought that was funny. But wait, Liberty, the fuck, like yeah. Jerry Falwell, that fucking shit show college has a football team.
Yes.
Not only that, they have a football team.
They got tons of money coming.
Coached by a guy in a dental chair who got fired from his previous job for using the company phone to call prostitutes.
Well, I mean, look, that fits.
Yeah, but Hugh Freeze is a huge hire for a program like Liberty.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right in. I mean, fuck, why don't they hire Art Briles while we're at it?
I'm sure he's next on the list.
They have a really athletic department. I'm sure he'd do a great job. Maybe get Ken Starr on board too. Wow.
What's the worst physical condition you've ever gone to work to, Dave? Because I'm thinking
I never go to the doctor and I never get officially told anything, but I've probably had the flu and gone to work before. I mean, you know, I own my own business. No days off. I can't take any days off.
No days off. Well, that's true. What about you, Kevin? What's the worst condition you've ever gone to work in?
I went to work very hungover once and was very nauseous and got sick in the bathroom. while I was at work, and I basically managed to take off work. I told them that I had food poisoning, and they believed it. And yeah, I managed to stay off work the rest of that day and the entire next day.
Andrew. What are they going to do? They're gonna argue with you on whether you have food poisoning or not? I mean, come on.
Andrew, what's the worst condition you've ever gone to work in?
This was like 14 years ago, but I was so hungover, and there was a couch like in the front of the office as you walk in. And this was a job where it was mostly done on computers, so there was no clients that really came in. So I just went to that couch and I laid on it because I just like the room was spinning. I felt so bad. And I laid on the couch and I fell asleep. And that just happened to be one day where a client walked in, and a client walked into the door, and I was just laying there asleep on the couch, and they were just like, what the hell is this place? And yeah, my boss wasn't too happy about that.
When I was producing the morning show for WIBR in Baton Rouge, Halloween was like a Tuesday or Wednesday, and I was at LSU. So when Halloween is a event for young children and college students. So I took off the day after Halloween, and it was like a Wednesday, and I was like, I'm gonna take off, I'm gonna get dressed up, I'm gonna get shitty ass drunk, and I got shitty ass drunk, and they called the radio station called me.
Whoa! What's with the sound? What's with the sound?
Styrofoam packaging. What the hell's going on here?
It's not me, Juge.
Why are you blaming me? I'm not doing anything.
Well, I'm not. I'm sitting up here. I ain't doing shit.
Dave?
Nah, dude. I have been perfect for the last year.
I don't know what that was. It wasn't me for sure. So what I was saying is, I was drunk. They called me at 4:30 and was like, dude, the guy who's filling in for you, we fired him. I'm like, you couldn't have told me this last night before I went out and got shit-faced. I was literally in my Halloween costume and had 25 minutes to get to work.
What was the Halloween costume?
I was a fighter pilot, so I had like the jumpsuit onesie. And like my hair is like slicked back, you know? So like I go into work, and I get there, and Condon is like, "What, Goose? What are you doing?" And I'm like, they fired.
You're definitely not a maverick.
No, I'm definitely not a maverick. I'm like, I forget the guy's name. I was like, they fired Steve, and he can't fill in for me, so I'm here. He's like, "You smell like vomit and day old socks." I'm like,
you're
I'm
like,
here, man.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Yeah, that's my story. But I think Hugh Freeze, like having a staph infection and having a coach from a dental fucking chair is pretty bad. But all of that aside, we're going to get to predictions right now, but I'm going to start with you, Andrew. Has anything you saw today, does it change your opinion of what the Saints are going to do in 2019 or the NFC in general? Did you see anything that made you feel better, worse?
No. The Rams had a tough win in Carolina. I thought the Rams looked pretty good. I thought Jared Goff looked pretty bad. I was relieved to see the quarterbacks in the NFC South. I thought all three. Jameis Winston was the worst of the three. He was playing at home. No excuse. Awful. Matt Ryan was terrible, but that was on the road in Minnesota. That's a tough assignment. And for all this talk about Cam Newton fixing his shoulder, getting the new throwing motion, having all these weapons that he was going to start to throw the ball to, nope. He looked terrible. Carolina continues to binge give the ball to Christian McCaffrey. Their offense has no imagination. They're running him into the ground, and eventually he will get hurt, and that offense will be completely lost. So I feel better after today. I feel like the NFC South looks like garbage, and Bruce Arians taking over and having Jameis Winston under his wing has at least thus far shown no signs of being a threat. So I feel better about the NFC South than I did going into today.
Should I pre-order my three-peat t-shirt?
Yeah, well, yeah, you should, absolutely. You know, and I will say, like, the teams that scare me, really the Patriots and Chiefs look awesome, but they're in the AFC, so you worry about those down the road if you can even get to the Super Bowl. And as far as the NFC is concerned, the Bears and Packers looked shaky to me. Yeah, they looked shaky to me.
Trubisky looked fucking abominable on Thursday. I know it feels like a thousand years ago now. But Jesus.
You know, I watched that again, though, man. And I got to say, the Packers had one linebacker most of the game. They had one linebacker, and they were dropping six defensive backs in coverage. And the Bears passed 45 times and ran 14 times. I couldn't believe it. Like, the fronts that they were getting. I mean, any offensive coordinator that worth his salt would – run on every play ad nauseum.
That is self-torture to a level that's it's both horrifying and impressive, right, Kevin? I mean, I'm going to watch the Bears-Packers again.
Yeah, well, I watched the condensed thing. You can watch it in like 30 minutes. It's not that bad.
Wow. Still. Right. I can think of a lot of better things to do.
After this podcast, minutes. I'm going to rewatch the Panthers so I can get some material for next week. The Rams.
Is that like an on-demand feature thing?
Yeah, if you buy the Game Pass because we're out of town.
No, you're a season ticket holder. You get it for free.
Oh yeah, that's.
If you're a season ticket holder, you get the Game Pass for free.
How do God I access damn it, that?
If I'd have known that,
you should have gotten an email. So I would check your emails or your spam and see if you can find it, and it'll give you directions.
Dave, what you need to do is go walk outside your house, walk down to your neighbor's house that has an 8-year-old child, and ask them, hey, how do I set this up?
Do you not get emails from the Saints, Dave?
I do, but I usually just delete them. Forward me the one you got, and I'll figure it out.
Well, I've already deleted it. I've already signed up and
paid attention. Email?
Probably a month ago.
Oh, yeah, that's long gone. Look, let's get off that. Can we talk about my boyfriend, Mark Ingram?
We can.
He looked good.
My yep. God.
So
the Dolphins.
We should all be really annoyed.
Do we month. Really? Do we count, good games against the Dolphins, though?
No. But Ralph's question at the beginning of the show was, did anything go wrong today? That went wrong. Mark Ingram had himself a day. Should not be.
It's true.
Should not be on another team. He should still be in the black and gold.
Would it make you feel better if he was awful?
Yeah. Honestly, it would. the only thing at this point that's going to make me feel better is if Latavius Murray scores two touchdowns.
So you,
I mean, at least Dave's honest, man. Dave's a jilted lover. He does not lie.
I want to make sure we paint this correctly, Dave. You wish Mark Ingram ill.
No, I really don't. I'm just kidding.
You can't stay mad at Mark Ingram.
No, never. Not my baby.
He is your boo.
I mean, before there was Lil Jordan, there was Marky Mark.
They should have just
played that man his money.
They'd have done that. They wouldn't have these problems. The Dolphins are so bad. Players, after the game, apparently were calling their agents and being like, get me the fuck out of here.
I don't know why anybody would be surprised. I mean, the Dolphins are in tank for Tua mode. They may go 0-16.
They did that.
Is there any player you would even want?
They have that corner, Xavier. They have a really good corner, right? And they have that tight end, Jazin, that people wanted for the Saints a couple years ago. He played for Oklahoma.
Devontae Parker, would we want him?
No. He's like a different flavor.
Is he their best receiver? Smith.
Yeah. He's just.
Oh, they have John Jenkins, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Bring him back. So I guess we'll start with you, Kevin. And here's what we're gonna do for the record prediction. We're all gonna make our prediction, and whoever comes the closest gets to decide after the season the humiliation that the other three of us must endure.
Well, so let's talk about that. Let's just brainstorm a little bit. Let's have a little brainstorming sesh right now. Let's come up with some potential things. I mean, you know, we don't have to be locked into them. I'm not saying let's decide right now.
Well,
but let's. I'm thinking Kevin has to wear an Adrian Peterson jersey to work.
That's good.
That's solid.
That is good.
You are an asshole for that.
That is
what?
Good.
You are coming off my Christmas card list, Dave.
That is good. That is good.
That is a quality.
Wait, do I get a Christmas card from you?
So I mean,
not anymore.
So Kevin, if you were retaliate against Dave, he had to eat at the Olive Garden, but where would we ramp it up?
Oh yeah.
To make his experience worse.
Oh yeah, no, my thing is did you guys see that thing where the Olive Garden now offers like lifetime membership or whatever? It's like $20 or it's like $69.
Yes. And all right, if Dave loses, he has to sign up for the lifetime membership, go there and live tweet while he eats an entire bowl of endless breadsticks. Yeah,
I'm gonna look up what this deal was, but it was wild.
You have to sign up for the deal. That you have to. Lifetime.
What about you? You took a tennis ball, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like for everyone I get wrong, I have to drink an IPA in one sitting.
IPA. I don't know. I don't know what y'all could think of something for me. I mean, I could.
It's the light. It's the lifetime pasta pass. So it assures unlimited pasta, sauces, toppings, breadsticks, and soup or salad for as long as you're still breathing.
I could have the minestrone hooked up to an IV. I don't even have to be conscious.
Dave, wouldn't you die after one trip there?
Hey, let me see. How much is it? It's where's the amount? Oh, I don't know where. I don't know. It says while the lifetime pass assures unlimited pasta, the never-ending pass is only valid for as long as Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl promotion runs from September 23rd through November 24th. But what does that mean? So then it's not a life. I don't know.
You're getting up it. For it.
It's like, airline miles. You got to win.
we don't care about the fine print. You just have to sign up, go, and live tweet eating there.
Yeah. So Dave, I did a lot of reckless gambling this weekend. But if people didn't do any and they were looking for an online place to
hold on. So what is everyone doing? Are we settled on this?
Well, yeah. I think Kevin has to wear an Adrian Peterson jersey. Dave has to buy the pasta pass.
Hold on. Adrian Peterson jersey from which team? Saints?
Yeah, we'll have to go to Black and Gold and get it off the discount rack for him.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
So Dave will do the pasta pass. You'll drink IPA for every...
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know. Y'all have to figure that out. Like, I mean...
How about instead of putting your hand in the cat food, you have to take a bite?
I tried to take a bite. I couldn't get it.
I got it down. Ralph has to
go. Oh boy.
This ought to be good.
And an opening.
Ralph has to call Les East and give him a compliment.
Oh my god.
Have him on the show. And he could just lock in.
That's it. No negotiation. That's it.
We really came up with all of this immediately. We did not pre-discuss any of this, and I feel
we didn't. And we
the spot came up with four great ideas.
We did. And the thing was, like when I pitched it out, everybody's like, "Oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do." And then we go live, and four home runs, 500 foot ones. It's decided.
I love that Dave could not spit it out. Which is what she said.
Yeah. This show is so good. So Dave, if people wanted to reckless gamble,
hold on, Jesus Christ. I didn't know I was reading the ad.
Oh, well, I'll just do it. Listen, people, go to mybookie.ag. They have the best online gambling site. Use the code CHAIR. If you deposit $50 and you use the code CHAIR, email us at saintshappyhour@gmail.com, and we will send you a check for $20. Armchair Media is willing to do that for you. So go to mybookie.ag, use the code CHAIR, deposit at least $50, and Armchair for the next 2 weeks will give you a check for $20. Just email us your confirmation to saintshappyhour@gmail.com. Do it there. Do it now. My bookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Terms and conditions apply. All right, so let's get to it. Now I feel a lot of pressure.
Hold on, real quick, Ralph. Like this is our last free show. Is that correct?
This is the last free run. This is the last free show besides the big show, which will be Tuesday, and one other show during the week. But if you want the daily show every day, you got to pay now from here on out. $7, $10, and if you want Andrew's grades, which 55 people subscribe for, the best fucking Saints film breakdown anywhere. Andrew probably had his best – Andrew, not to toot your horn, but you probably had your best 53-man roster predictions since God knows when. It was amazing.
Yeah,
correct?
Usually I'm a lot worse.
Yeah.
That went better than expected.
Off the charts. So
thanks.
Do it. It's amazing. It's $10 a month. Don't think about it. Just do it. All right. Just make a bad financial decision. But it's not a bad financial decision. It's a good one because you don't want this pod every freaking day when the Saints are like 9-1 and you just need Saints news all the time. So do it. All right. So let's get to the record prediction. I feel a lot of pressure to get it right. Like I was just gonna throw out a number and be like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you really don't want to call that beast.
Fucking pressure to do it. Les East, he's a good guy though. He writes political comedy and that sort of thing, so he'll probably get a kick out of it when I lose and tell him that I want him on because I lost a bet with the Saints record. Because he defeats me all the time in the NOLA Press Club Award. He'll find that funny probably and come on. He's a really good guy. So I guess who wants to go first? Kevin, why don't you go first? What's your prediction for the Saints? And you don't have to get into playoffs or any of that. You can, but the most important thing for the bet is the win-loss record during the regular season.
Yeah, I've got them going 12-4, winning the NFC South and getting a bye.
Anything?
One seed or two seed?
Let's see. What did I have? Two seed.
Ooh.
Rams
the one seed,
one?
The Rams.
Yeah.
You have them going to the Super Bowl?
I do.
Okay, so we just got to win in Los Angeles.
Basically, yeah.
Got it.
Any particular reason that you have them at 12-4 and not 13-3, equal to last year?
I mean, here's the thing. I think I've got them splitting with the Falcons.
Ooh.
Like, I typically pick them to split with the Falcons every year. Yeah, like, I think that's usually how I do that.
It's as good a reason as any.
Okay.
I don't have their full like, dude. I literally earlier this week I predicted the entire fucking the standings, and I literally went through that prediction thing where you can pick every single game and it'll keep track of it.
God, that's a commitment.
That is.
Yeah. Because I didn't want the games to not to add up right, and so I went and did that. But you know, I can go look. Look up the Saints schedule.
No, it's fine. No, I mean, when we get to my prediction, I'll do probably something similar to Kevin in that my reasoning is not very, like, statistic-based or whatever. But, Dave, what's your regular season prediction and playoff prediction?
Well, I'm not as optimistic as Kevin is, and it sounds like maybe as you are either. I'm going to go – I'm going 11-5. I'm going to go fairly modest. You know, last year was 13-3. I get it, but I mean, last year was kind of special, and a lot of things went right, and we got a lot of good breaks. I mean, you remember the Ravens game? I mean, we have no business winning that game.
The Cleveland game. Gee,
yeah, I mean, like, we just – it was one of those seasons that was special, and it kind of felt like this was gonna, that was going to be the year you were going to win a Super Bowl, and obviously it ended the way it ended. But I just don't think we're going to get the benefit of all that luck. I think our – you know, I don't know. Our running game might not be as strong. We don't have that 1-2 punch. So I'm going to go 11-5. I'm with Kevin. Probably split with the Falcons. Maybe even split with the Panthers. Yeah, but they'll make the playoffs. I still think they'll win the NFC South. I don't know about a bye, but I certainly see them making it to the NFC Championship game.
Andrew.
I think the schedule's tough. Now, am I allowed to pick 11-5 if Dave just did?
Yeah.
Because that was my pick.
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess if,
well, if you pick 11-5, yes, you'll need,
because the IPAs, I mean, you're just comparing the real record to what I predicted, right?
Yeah. So,
it's kind of irrelevant. Like, if they go 10-6, I have to drink one IPA. If they go 8-8, I have to drink three, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I will go 11-5 like Dave. And to answer the question you asked, Kevin, I think the schedule is just tougher. Now, some of these games have already gotten a little easier. So, and that just goes to show every year when you talk about strength of schedule and first place schedule and how hard your schedule is, you know, a lot of times it ends up not being as bad as you think. And a perfect example of that is Andrew Luck retiring, and December 15th against the Colts all of a sudden looks like one of the
16th.
Easier games. Yeah, that's one of the easier games on the schedule. So,
Jacksonville just got a lot easier.
Yeah, Jacksonville just got a lot easier. But, you know, the first four games are still real tough, and I still maintain that 2-2 through that period is really important. If they do any worse than that, then I think it's more challenging. You know, if they go 4-0 in these first four games, then 14-2 is in play. So, you know, we'll see how this season starts, the first quarter of the season, but I think 11-5 feels good, and I do think they win the NFC South pretty convincingly. I don't think anyone else in the division will be better than 9-7, and we'll see where it goes from there. But I do think they get a bye. Yep.
I was all set, and I said on Scott Prather's show in Lafayette, which his show is really good, and you guys should listen. He did an amazing interview with Pierre Thomas. It's airing this week in a bunch of parts. It's off the charts good. I said 11-5, and I said the Saints were going to have a really hard slog of a season, but I'm just going to overreact and change my mind because the NFC South looks like a fucking dumpster fire. I'm saying 14-2. Everything is going to go right. They are going to kill teams. They are going to murder teams. And
you're
it
out
is
of your mind.
It is going to start.
Can we go ahead while we're doing this, Dave? Can you go ahead and tweet Les East now and ask him what his phone number is?
So wait a minute. So Ralph's saying 14-2. So what if the Saints go 10-6? How many phone calls is that to Les East?
No, it's one phone call. He has to come up with four different nice things to say about Les.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
So I'm saying 14-2, and they're winning the Super Bowl, and they are going to beat the Patriots, even though the Patriots will be favored against them because the Patriots will probably be 15-1 in a juggernaut. Saints are winning it all. I don't care. After today, I've changed my mind completely. The NFC is not nearly as good as I thought. The Saints are fine. It's going to be wonderful. 2019 is going to be the season of our dreams with a better ending. How about that?
You better not hope they don't lose their opener like they do every year.
Yeah, they haven't won an opener since
14-2 does not give you much margin for error if they start 0-1.
No, there's no margin. There's no margin. And as the 14-2 came out of my mouth, I sort of already regretted it, but I'm just going to lean into it like my $182 with Jared Cook in the auction draft. You just, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly bear. That's what I say. So, every
who the hell says that?
I don't know. It's in the Cannonball Run, man. The two guys in the truck. If you're gonna be a grizzly bear. You know, makes a little bit of sense. Not much, but so I will be going to the game. It's Sunday night, but I'm flying out Monday afternoon. No delays, please. So this has been just a
fantastic. Wait, don't we want a delay?
No, we don't. I want to make the game on time.
I feel like when there's a delay, things happen.
They win. Yeah.
No, but they don't always win. Last year for Tampa, I couldn't go because my mother-in-law had appendicitis and they lost. They've had some moments where I've missed. When I miss, it doesn't necessarily guarantee them a win. It just guarantees weirdness. Like,
If I want weirdness.
Most of the time they win. Like the Giants game they won. But the Tennessee game the next week, I also couldn't make it. They lost. So, and it was weird. They had the weird play with Jarris Bird where the two Saints hit each other and the ball popped up in the air and they lost in overtime. So, not being there because of a delay, it doesn't guarantee the Saints a win. It just guarantees that something weird and potentially bad or awesome could happen. But it'll be very memorable. So
I don't want weird. We'll hope you get there on time.
We'll hope we get there on time safely, and the Saints can walk over the Texans. Oh, and by the way, remember, set your alarms. I'll be on the WWL at 6:45. Eric Paulson will be insulting me from the word go, I'm sure.
I mean, that is his default setting.
I mean, it is. I feel like he just looks at me with such disdain that his career, he's having to interview a guy from his kitchen with cats behind him. So, you know. So, for Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, I'm Ralph. Happy game day. Until tomorrow, the bar is closed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.